Hello again.
Yes, Chesmar, go ahead. You were telling me the two reasons of why you want to cancel the project.
So for the first reason, I was not satisfied with the draft. That was the first reason. Second reason, when I got back to specifics of what I needed to provide for the entire novel itself, I found myself that I was not prepared for that, and I don't feel like I will have the time to amply provide these things to make the novel a success. So I just decided that I'm going to cancel the project and just try to again at a later date when I have everything that I need.
Okay, I completely understand where you're coming from, Shazamar. I have looked into your project and I see that this is just a rough draft. And they also sent a detailed correspondence in which they emphasized on having dialogues included, for which they needed some ground details from you. I believe that's where you're facing a difficulty, right?
Yes, because here's the thing. I have to make the dialogue myself, and I realize that I have to do that for every chapter, and I just feel like I don't have the proper time between working to actually do that at the moment. That's why I just wanted to put the project aside for a moment and just come back to it later.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna be really honest with you, Shazmar. The reason that you're providing, see, usually what happens is that we actually guarantee 100% refund based on the fact that you're dissatisfied or the quality is not good or anything is not up to the mark. You know, in other words, it should be the company's fault, right? When you ask for a refund in that scenario and that is your particular reason in order to obtain the refund, that's when you get 100% refund. Now, if you provide a reason like this one, it actually means that you need some more time and there is no actual valid reason for the cancellation of the project. In that sense, they have certain policies and terms and conditions in place which would not be favorable for you. In other words, they say that if it's a change of mind clause like yours, you know, like you want to hold off the project now because you cannot provide the sufficient details and you want to get back to it later. In that scenario, we usually recommend you not to go for a refund because they will give you a partial refund, which is not fair to you, of course, because it's just the first draft, right? So why not put the project on hold and come back at a later date? See, there are two options in which you can move forward. Number one, you can move forward with the style or the tone that we are currently using, and then later on when we start doing the developmental editing, that's when we can start to incorporate dialogues in each chapter. So every chapter will be edited and developed according to that, all right? So at this point of time in the first round, per chapter, you can work on the overall content, leaving out the dialogue part, okay? And get
Madam,
back to
I'd
it
rather
after
actually,
two.
ma'am,
Sorry, go.
I'm not even sure when I'm able to resume this project. I don't even have a specific date in my mind or time frame with I have some things going on. So even if I can't get the full refund, I'd rather just partake with the partial. That's fine with me. Yeah, I know that I'll lose some money on that, but that's fine. I'd rather just deal with that.
Okay, all right. See, Shazmar, the best option for the company would be for me to let you go at a partial refund because that way we are saving an amount, right? It's a win-win for us, but it's a loss for you. So that's the reason why I was recommending you to put the project on an indefinite hold and you can get back to us anytime you're comfortable working on the project again. That way you're saving your amount. It is not just being partially refunded or you're not losing out anything. You understand what I'm saying? But again, I would respect your. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I understand what you're saying. I do appreciate what you're trying to say. I do appreciate what you're trying to do for me. But I don't even want to put it on indefinitely. I just want to cancel it. I just want to cancel it. That's all I want to do.
Okay, all right. Well, I will respect your wishes, Shazmar. Let me put in the request for a refund. I'm from the compliance team, so I have to actually submit your case to the billing department, and they will give us certain options to choose from in terms of the refund. And whichever option suits you the most, I will actually send you a message on Teamwork, and then you can choose or select the option that you're most comfortable with, okay? And then we'll initiate
Okay,
your refund.
that's perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much. And I wish, Shazmar, we could have worked together. I mean, it's no big deal, to be very honest. I mean, you know, if there was any time frame, any situation in which you could maybe get back to us after 6 months, a year, that would be great too.
Yeah, if I decide to come back later in the year or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I'll just start over and begin. But I don't want to leave this indefinitely. I just want to cancel it. But
gotcha.
I thank you, though.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for your time, Shazmar. I will put this in process right away, and you should be expecting a response from us no later than Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday, okay?
Okay.
I'll try my best to get back to you on Tuesday.
Okay, thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye now.